We're living in a natural generation. Help me, Lord. Hey, God, if you'll help me, I'll be done quicker. Hallelujah. Living in an unnatural, without natural affection. Hey, God, infidelity. Hey, how we can just, hey, amen. You know, we're living in a time where fourth and fifth and sixth and seventh marriages is not even uncommon. It's unnatural. Hey, if it don't work out, I'll just get another one. I said, it's unnatural. Hey, God, help us in this day. And in this hour, we're living in an unnatural generation.
Come on now.
Truce breakers. Those who will not keep their promises. You know, a man's no longer. You know, back in the day, you could shake a man's hand.
That's it.
That was good enough.
Yeah.
Now, man's no better than his word.
Right.
Right.
Amen.
That's the truth. Oh, yeah. Come on, so woman. Kind of like I mowed her grass for years. We're friends, and we cut up with one another. I was asking her about her husband. I said, Mr. Blevins, where in the world's your husband? I've never seen a man around here. She got to tell me. She said, oh, he's an old scoundrel. Could never keep him home. Done me and the kids dirty. He ran off and did his thing for a while, then he ended up getting killed or died or something like that. She said, I know this. She said, the truth's still in him because it never came out. She said, he was not, there wasn't a truthful bone in that guy's body. Oh, Lord. She said, it's still in him because it never came out of him. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Living in a generation where nobody can tell the truth, where nobody, amen, is good as their word. This is a picture of those who are unyielding and must at all costs have their own way. They want what's theirs. They want to do what they want to do and not be truthful.
Right.
Yeah. False accusers, slanderers, do everything in their power to destroy the good name of somebody else.
Yeah.
Oh, yes,
oh, yeah.
Hold on, church. We're getting into church now. You ever hear somebody, oh, I'll pray for so-and-so, bless his little loving heart, and then run him down for 30 minutes.
Character assassination.
Woo! False accusers. I told you the other night, don't ever say nothing unless it's first truthful. Is it, or what you tell, is it true? Secondly, is it needful? Do you need to tell what it is you're telling? Is it needful? Great God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Woo, Lord, help us. Yeah. Amen. Incontinent. Great God. Without self-control or the ability to discipline one's own life. If it feels good, then do it. Great God, that's the society we're living in. Why deny myself any type of pleasure when I can just have everything I want? Hey, God. 1 Corinthians 6:12, all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient.
Right.
All things are lawful, but I will not be brought under the power of any.
Yeah.
Great God, we're in a generation where men are not living under their own power, but under the power, great God, of being addicted to gambling and lottery, being addicted to drugs and alcohol, being addicted to the things of this world.
Yeah.
Help us, oh God, amen, to not be incontinent.
Right.
Fierce, untamed, savage, brutal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are we in the last days?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You thought I was against them. Let me tell you something. It's a sad day. Four cops can hold a man down. Push his life right out of his body while one has his knee on his neck, with his hands in his pocket, with a smirk on his face. We're living in a brutal day.
Right.
We're living in a brutal day when a man's life is no more important than an old dog on the street.
That's right, protection.
That's right.
Oh, God.
See you, buddy. Come on.
Oh, help me preach, church. Woo! Help us, God.
Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible said it's fierce. Paul said, men will be fierce. Hallelujah. People will not be controlled. Great God, by solely their instincts, but they'll act like wild animals. We're living in the day where men just act like animals. In the Middle East, they've been acting like that for generations. They hate one another. They kill one another. Great God, they're fierce and they're brutal and they hate everybody.
Oh, yes, sir.
Are we in the last days, despisers of those that are good?
Yeah.
In a world where good is evil, and evil is good.
Yeah.
Listen to me. Those who stand for the right are a slap in the face of the evildoer.
Yeah.
That's right.
Listen. Therefore, those who take a stand along the biblical lines are apt to be persecuted and hated. Why do you think this world, the crowd, does not want the Ten Commandments hanging on the walls?
Right.
Because it convicts them of their sins.
Right.
They're despisers of those that are good. They don't want to be reminded that their sinful life is ungodly. They despise that which is good. Why did they want prayer kicked out of school? Right. Because they despise those that are good. Oh, Lord, help us, God. Why do they not, amen, want even in a graduation, which I know they didn't have much this year, but why even in a graduation? They don't even want the name of Jesus mentioned. Years ago, the valedictorian would get up and tell some scripture and give a little sermonette, pray God, and tell about the goodness of God.
Yeah.
But that's prohibited today. We don't want to hear about Jesus. Pray God, we're despisers of those that are good.
That's right.
Traitors. People who betray others. Break friendships just to get their own way.
Yeah.
Basically, people will possess no loyalty at all except for themselves in the last days. Heady, reckless, rash, acting without any kind of reasonable thought. This is a lifestyle that does as it pleases and does not care about any consequence. Heady, high-minded, puffed up, false sense, their own self-importance. You ever seen somebody high-minded? Great God. Ain't nobody can be on my level. Hallelujah. You're puffed up too big, sir. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. There's a whole sermon.
Yes, sir.
Those who love the pleasures of this world more than God. Our pleasure, amen, mad society has spent billions of dollars in the movie industry. $13.7 billion in secular music. Amen. Over $6 billion in the video game industry. Over $1 billion in entertainment books. We are living in a society that loves pleasure more than God. Hey, God. You know what? Amen. At Corona, you could say, or God, whoever you want to say, put an end to sports here for the past couple months. Hey, God. Hey, I'm talking about a pleasure-driven society.
Right, right.
Where they love pleasure more than God.
Yeah.
As Brother Earl said, ain't nothing wrong with hitting a ball, kicking a ball, running a ball, all the above. And I'll tell you where it all started back years ago.
Yes.
When they started ball in schools, they refused to have practice on Wednesdays,
yes,
and no games at all on Sundays, because they knew, amen, that people years ago would not come on Wednesdays or Sundays.
Right.
That was our church days.
You're right.
But you know what? As it progressed through the years, if you don't come to Wednesday night practice, you don't play.
Yeah.
And guess when the games are?
Yeah.
Sunday.
Think of that.
Right.
Yep, old bro,
lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, so it's driven a society that wants pleasure more than they want God. Lord, help us. I better hurry. I'm out of time. Amen. Lord, help us. We have raised a generation, great God, that seeks after self-satisfaction and pleasure more than any type of godly satisfaction. Hey, great God, they're the seed of the last day, but that they will be, amen, a religious people. We are seeing this. Amen. Verse number 5. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Here's where I got to finish that. And I want to bring this out. Having a form of godliness.
Deceptive.
Showing a form of God. Let me tell you, we're not out of lack for churches. We've had more churches than we've ever had.
Right.
That's true. Form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. While sexual immorality continues to decline, 94% of Americans claim to believe in God. Over 70% claim that they have a born-again experience. There is a glut of churches in our society. Amen. You don't have to travel very far to find a church. We are running over with religion in America. We've even got Greek Orthodox We've got Muslim synagogues right here in this town. We've got churches of almost every nationality right here in this town.
Yeah.
There's not a shortage of churches, but Paul said they'd have a form of godliness,
yeah,
but denying the power thereof. This word form means a resemblance. In other words, they will claim to be good and decent people, but their claim is false. Their problem is the fact that they have a desperately wicked heart. The way, amen, that they live proves that their claim of faith is false.
Right.
God, you see, Paul said that in the last day, amen, they would be religious and they would have the appearance of godliness, but they would deny the power thereof. While they possess the form of godliness, they deny the power of Jesus. What does that mean? Simply put, a relationship with Jesus, amen, is a vital, life-altering relationship.
Amen.
You don't just add Jesus to your life. He changes your life.
Wow.
Woo! Hey, God. A new creature. Old things are passed away. And he said, behold, all things become new. The last days. Somebody help me up here on this piano. The last days will be characterized by people who want the security of a relationship with God. Listen to me. Hey, they want a security. Oh, I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. Hey, God. Listen. Amen. But they refuse to have Jesus rule their lives. Oh, I believe in Jesus, but is he the Lord of your life? Has he changed your life? Oh, heavenly Lord, the world is filled up with people who are religious, but they are lost. They're just as lost as the drunk in the bar. There will be an increase in powerless, Christless generation, religion that cannot save, religion that cannot change, religion that cannot satisfy, whether you can see it or not. I come to tell you, church, we are living in a Christless generation.
Lord,
he says, from such turn away.
Turn away.
Who had no part with them.
Yeah.
We must lay their lives alongside the Word of God. Judge their fruits.
That's it.
Wherefore, Matthew 7:20, by their fruits you shall know them. Somebody said, well, it's not right to judge. Let me tell you something, church. When I go down to buy an apple, I judge them apples.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't buy a bruised apple.
Right.
These boys like bananas. When I go down there, I'm a pretty good banana picker out there. I go through them bananas, but Tommy, I look at them.
Yes, sir.
Right, that's right.
I don't want no bruised bananas.
Right.
But Scotty, when you go down and pick them strawberries, you don't want no bruised up, half-rotted strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
You look at them, don't you? Inspect them.
Right.
Matthew said, inspect the fruit, and you'll know what they're of.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Hey, church, I'm not judging this world, but I see what they're of. Great God. We're living in a generation that wants a form of godliness. Oprah Winfrey started this stuff. And it even has infiltrated some into a lot of these mega churches like Benny Hinn and T.D. Jakes and some of them. And they got this little, I don't know what you call it. It's a false doctrine, but they got this, we got little Jesuses that rise up within us. That's a bunch of homos. They ain't no Jesuses. They's one Jesus. Amen. There's only one name given among heaven whereby we can be saved. And that's through them by the name of Jesus Christ. Great God. There's not many Jesuses. They want a form of religion. Great God. They want a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. They don't want a religion. They don't want a Jesus that changes their life.
Right.
If you really get a hold of Jesus, he'll change you.
Yes, he will.
He'll change where you go. He'll change what you wear.
Right.
He'll change how you talk.
Right.
He'll change how you walk.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. Lord. You better stand. I'll preach a while on it. Hey, God, but we are also, I want this one real quick. Whoever get it for me quickest. Amen. 2 Corinthians 6:17. 2 Corinthians 6:17. I quoted for Brother Earl earlier, but I want Tom to read it.
Yes, Lord.
2 Corinthians, amen, 6:17.
Wherefore, come out from among them.
Waiter, waiter, waiter. Wherefore, come out from among them.
My Lord. Go ahead. And be ye separate.
Be ye separate.
Saith the Lord.
Saith the Lord.
And touch not the unclean thing.
And touch not the unclean thing. You'll never hear the worldly church ever mention that scripture. You'll never hear the mega church ever say you got to come out from among the world. Oh God. Why? Because they have a form of godliness. But you never get to power till you come out.
Right. Right. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lord, help us. Stand with me in this house. Great God, come out from among them. Because of sin and wickedness, we must cut ties and walk apart and away from the wicked world. Shine, avoid. I love this. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, Paul gives us a secret. From such, turn away, stay away from them. You stay away from that crowd. They'll lead you wrong.
Yes, they will. Yes, they will.
I'm not a religion basher. I'm not a religion pusher off, you know, sit around and just bash everybody. But there is a few religions that I have told people, you better stay away from. They'll warp your mind, and once they get a hold of you, you'll never be the same again.
Right.
A certain preacher I know told me about a son-in-law of his. He said he started going down there to Jesus Only Church. Yeah. He said he went to Pentecostal church like us.
Yeah.
Right. Went to Pentecostal, good Pentecostal church, and he did pretty good. He said, but somehow he got mixed up down in that bunch. Yeah. He said, that boy had never been the same. They warped his mind.
Yeah.
You better watch where you run. You better watch what outfit you hang out with.
You better. Right.
Somebody I know for.
Exactly right.
I went down one day mowing the grass, and I seen one of them Muslims. I'm talking about whatever them outfits is, they're black. Down to their knees. Everything in this girl was covered up besides a circle in her eyes.
Yep.
And I asked that lady, I said, you know, I'm no Tommy Nose. I know it's none of my business. She kept saying, my granddaughter. I said, is that your granddaughter? She said, that's my granddaughter. I said, is she American? She's American. She growed up and went to Spring Valley. She said she went to Marshall and got hooked up with some outfit. It was a Muslim, some boy. That was a Muslim. He took her over to his country. And they went over and started doing all them chants. She got involved in that. She said, I lost my granddaughter. She comes home every now and then and sees us. She goes to Turkey and all these crazy places.
Yeah.
Goes over and teaches Muslims in their school now.
Yeah.
She got hooked up in the wrong religious outfit.
Yeah.
You better watch where you hang out at.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
It'll warp your mind and you'll never be the same.
Never be the same.
Right. Oh, God, help us. Amen. I'm going to guard them kids of mine, Brother Tommy.
Guard them.
I'm going to guard them kids of mine.
Guard them.
You better watch where you hang out. It'll rub off on you. Amen. Paul said, great God, you better watch out. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Sure. You better get away from there. For it corrupts you.
Exactly right.
It'll corrupt you.
Yes, it will.
Bow your head with me. Let's pray, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the Holy Ghost I felt tonight. As I ask this congregation one last time, are we living in the last days? As I reiterate the words of John the Revelator, Revelation 21, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. We're living in the last days. And I welcome your coming. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Help us be ready. Help us be ready. How about it, church? How about it, church? Who'd be this first one to step out here and not say, hey, I want to be ready. We're living in the last days. I want to be ready to meet God. I don't want to wait too late. Amen. Come on, come on, come on, Lord. Help us here tonight. Come on, church. Let's pray. Let's seek God. Let's seek God here tonight.
Lord of God.
Oh, I'm going to turn away from wickedness. From such, turn away. Such turn away. Come on, come on, come on. You ready to meet God? Come on, come on, come on. Are we in the last days?
Yes.
That's why I'm asking you tonight.
God, the word of God in this world. Bye.